3, 2, 1.
Interview with Miss Anne Ramsay at Redfern, 21st of September, 1994. Hello, Anne. And I understand that you grew up in Redfern.
Yes, I grew up in Redfern.
What year were you born in?
1914.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Two sisters.
What are your earliest memories of Redfern?
What are my earliest dreams? Oh. The dirt and the squalor. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Yeah. No, times were very hard then. Well, let's put it this way. My dad worked in the tramway and things were pretty hard at that time. We were paying about 15 shillings a week rent. I can't think of anything else to say.
Yeah. You know, when you... how old would you be when you can first start remembering your life?
When I start remembering my life?
Yeah, what age do you go back to in your memory? 8 or...?
Oh, when I first started school.
So when you were 5?
5-year-old, yes. Mm. I started school at Cleveland Street. And I went there till I was 12, 13. And then from then I went to Sydney High.
When you say, well, whereabouts were you living? What street? You know, when you were 5, were you living in this house here?
No, I was living in Marriott Street, Redfern.
Right.
Just 2 streets away from here. Lived there until I was 14. Then when I turned 14, I came here.
Gosh, and you moved 2 blocks away.
2 blocks away. Yes.
When you say the dirt and the squalor, what do you mean in those very early days?
Well, at that time there was no sweeping gutters or anything like that. There was nothing. You had just had to look after your front yourself, and there was no sweepers and no trees.
There would have been horses around then too.
Yes, there was horses, plenty of manure.
Yeah. Did that bring flies?
Yes. We had horses in the back of this place. In fact, we had a fishmonger at the back of this place here. Next door but one, there was a huge big carrier place, Giffords. They were there for years. Well, most of my neighbours were all gone. There's only 1-2 doors up, Merley, who used to live across the road. They moved across here. But all this part in the early days was known as Baptist Gardens. And it was owned by the Baptist Church. That was in the very early days. Probably it would have been before we were born. But these old houses around here are just on 100 years old. But, school days, well, Cleveland Street School, I've many memories of Cleveland Street School. The old times, we had an old school teacher, she was our singing teacher, and she was a drunkard.
Really?
And she fell down the stairs one day singing Annie Lawrence. And, funny things happened at that school.
Tell us some of those things that happened at the school.
Well, they were having a big marching day, and they were having the inspectors from the education department to come out and see it. And my friends had a dairy down the street, and she had to wait. My father brought the cans and everything home before I go to school. Well, I always went to school very early, but I waited for Anne. And the teacher had said that anybody that was late wasn't to come. So when we got down there, it was well and truly late. So we went to the old War Memorial, one that has been shifted to Canberra.
Mm-hmm. The War Memorial?
Yes, and it was on the corner of, what do I think of the name of it? It was in Chalmers Street, and next door to the Railway Institute, the old Railway Institute, which is still there. You know where you cross over the road to go down the stairs to the railway station?
Yeah.
Well, that is where the old War Memorial was. We stayed in there all day. The smell of the musk, and that was something terrible. And for a long, long time, my mother didn't know until somebody let it out, and then I got belted.
Really? What sort of war memorial was it? What was it? A building, was it?
Oh, it was a huge building. Huge building.
Really?
Oh, yes. Very huge, and it had all the war, the 1914 war was in all in it, you know, and the old aeroplanes and everything. Everything that was taken up to Canberra.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that building still there?
That building's not there now. That was taken down, and on part of the ground there was built the old ice rinks and skating rink, and the pool is there in the present time now. And the old school is still exactly the same as what it was when I went to school.
And you did all your primary years there?
I did all my primary there. It was, in those days, it was called QC. And then you went from your QC to the high school. You had to pass two or three exams. And I passed the exam and I got the pass to go to Sydney High. And Sydney High School was where the zoo was in the first place. Did you know that?
Yes, at Moore Park.
Yes. Yes.
Was that a selective school then?
Fairly selective then. Mm. Fairly selective then. You had to get a good pass to get there.
Yeah.
But, of course, you had to have your old uniforms and one thing and another, you know. It's pretty good. Mm. But when I turned 14, the Depression had started. And, of course, I didn't go to work. And my father was on the trams, as I said. And they went out on strike. And when they went out on strike, I had to go to work. And the people next door, they had fairly good info into Raleigh Park. And I got a job at W.D. and H.O. Wills's. And I was there for 20 years.
I know that place.
Do you?
I've done a history on it.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's where I worked for 20 years.
Gosh.
And I can tell you some stories about the old places here. See, three doors up from us is where, I don't know whether you have heard of it, Mary McKillop.
Yes.
Yes, well, she lived in one of the two-storey places about three doors up from me.
Is she the one they're making a saint?
Yes.
Did you know her?
Oh, no, that was before my time.
Oh, right.
No, that was well and truly before my time. But one person I do know that you probably have heard of, Benny Waring, the famous footballer.
Mm.
Well, he represented Australia and everything like that. Well, he lived in Bourke Street, and my mum and him went to school together. Mm. I don't know whether I'm giving you any information that you wanted or anything. Mm.
Look, I've got some questions to ask about your family, and they'll bring it through. What sort of family do you come from? Your father worked on the trams, and what did your mother work?
No, my mum never worked.
Right.
No.
Her
father, it's a funny mixture. Her father's Scotch and her mother's Irish. She'll be bad against one another, shouldn't they?
Mm.
And her father was a horse trainer. Her brother was a horse trainer. They had stables out here in Kensington, not very far from Raleigh Park.
Mm.
And I used to ride the horses out of his day on the track work with him.
Oh, that must have been fun.
I was a tomboy.
Were your parents religious?
Big pardon?
Were they religious, your parents?
My father wasn't very religious. My mother was. My mother's a Catholic, so am I. And my grandmother She was terrible. She was a real Irish Catholic, you know.
Yeah.
We were brought up strict Catholics.
So your grandmother was around when you were being raised?
Yes, my grandmother lived in Kensington for a long time. And then she lived in that house I told you where Mary McLincoln. She was a housekeeper in there. She also did have a hotel in Devonshire Street in the early days. That was before I even knew her.
Mm.
And then she went housekeeper to a lady that had a hotel on the corner of Bourke Street.
Mm. Did you have a lot of family and relatives around you as you were growing up? Was it an extended family?
We were a fairly united family, especially Mum's brother. You see, he was a trainer and they used to have a lot of parties out there. And the jockeys and all used to go to them, you know, it was really good.
And you'd go to them too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I loved dancing. I used to go dancing a lot.
Mm.
And we used to go to Surreyville, which was in where the University of New South Wales is at the present moment.
Mm.
There was a huge, big place there. You know, the one in just off City Road?
Mm.
Well, it's where the opening is that goes down. Well, all that was the big dance hall there then.
Is it the University of New South Wales?
No, that's
Sydney
the one.
University.
The big university at City Road.
Oh, yes, Sydney University.
What's that one called?
Sydney University.
Oh, well, it was Sydney University, yes.
Were your parents politically involved in any way? Were they politically active?
Oh, Dad was... You were right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I've just got a bit of a cold.
What do you got?
A bit of a cold.
Oh, no. Dad was in the Labor Party for a while, you know, just as a participator, and that was all.
Mm. At home, well, what sort of kid were you at home?
Well, I used to... Well, I was the one that had to do everything.
Why was that?
Well, after my last sister was born, my mother was an invalid.
Really? What happened?
Oh, something to do with the birth, I think it was. She was very bad for a while. My sister, I brought her up.
When you say your mum was an invalid, does that mean, could she get out of bed, or does it mean she was bedridden?
Oh, no, she could get out of bed. She'd do the work around, you know, but she was an invalid.
Mm.
She had varicose ulcers, varicose legs, you know, all those veins. But my second sister, we were very unlucky with her because she had this, I can't think of what you call her. She'd be fat one day and a week afterwards she'd be thin, you know, that type of thing.
As a child?
Yes. She died at... there was nothing... At the time, they never even knew anything about the disease that she had.
I've
never heard. One of those things that they didn't know anything about. I can't think of the name, though.
And how old was she?
It was a glandular trouble. She had glandular trouble.
Right.
And there was no treatment whatsoever. They didn't know anything about it. And she was born in 1917. And she's been dead about 22 years. Mm.
You were only 5 years old when she was born?
Yes. Yes.
And you sort of looked after her?
I looked after the whole family.
Mm. Was it? How old was the other sister?
Neil. She's 64 now.
So she... What year was she born in?
30 years ago, wouldn't it?
Oh, right.
It'd be 30, wouldn't it? Because...
Right.
No, she's 65 now. She has Alzheimer's.
Right.
Bad luck, really.
Yeah. So that was she was the youngest one?
Yeah, she was the youngest. She was a baby. Mm-hmm. Yes. And she's got six boys and one girl.
So you helped a lot around the house.
Yes.
And what sort of discipline was used at home in those days?
What discipline did I get?
Yeah, if you're naughty, what happened?
They used the cat and nine tails on me.
Like a belt or something?
It's a belt with tails put on the
really?
Bottom of it. My word.
They existed?
They existed in those days.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, I know nobody thinks of those things. But, gee, my father was strict.
Where did they hit you with that? On the back or on the legs?
On the bump.
Oh, God. And what would you have to do to get that?
Well, I can tell you one thing that I did do. I wasn't allowed to go out with boys. And I wasn't allowed to go dancing. And I had a boyfriend up the street. And his mother let me use my shoes there and my dress there. And I used to get dressed up there and go to Surreyville. This night I came home very late. My father met me up the top of the street there. Wow. And belted me from the top of the street down home.
Gosh, how old were you? How old would you have been when that happened?
Oh, about 18.
18, goodness.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to go out, you know. I was supposed to be doing things, other things.
At home, helping at
home?
Oh,
yes.
Mm. Yeah. But when you were a child, when you were younger, what would be a naughty thing as a young child, like, say, a 10-year-old?
Well, I think biggest trouble I got into was when the boys who were known as the Wanderers, they were the footballers in that time, there was about five doors up, there was a big attic on the top of their place, and they used to play two up of a Sunday. And we used to be the lookouts. And my dad used to come around me every time I'd come home with the shilling in my hand. That was all I'd get looking out for them if the police come around.
And did the police ever come around?
Yeah, and they laughed at us.
Really?
The boys got into trouble for playing too up after us.
But they were children as well?
Oh, no, they were footballers.
Oh, they were men?
Oh, yes, they were they'd be about 25 or something.
Really?
There. Yeah.
Well, did the police drag them away or when they
came? They didn't drag them away. They used to give them a lecture, you know. Oh. They used to have, I forget the name of the hall, it was in South Dowling Street. Oh, with this funny times.
Mm.
But these houses, you know, they definitely are. The Heritage Society came around one time. And they did take some photos of these places.
Mm.
And they said, oh, I think it'll be about 108 years now.
Mm. You know, in your family, how were you expected to contribute as a child after your mother had the second
baby?
Well, you would have helped with the first baby, the one who was born in 1917, and then you would have helped with the other younger one.
Well, actually, I was the odd one out. I used to get into all the trouble because I wouldn't... If the sisters would do something wrong, it wouldn't be them that would get into trouble, it would be me.
Ah. So you were expected to help with them as well?
Oh, yes, I was expected to look after them, really.
How much younger than you were they? There was one 5 years younger and then there was one...
Oh, well, Jean was about five and Nellie was only a baby. And, well, she was so tiny that they never thought that she'd live. Mm. She was tiny.
Mm.
Can I get you anything?
No, thanks, I'm fine.
Okay.
I don't know whether I'm being any good to
no,
you
you're
or not.
You're fine, that's great. Well, what did the family do for fun? You went to your relative's place at Randwick?
No. In the early days, we used to go out to La Perouse. We'd go out on one of those open drays. The chap down the street used to be a fruit marketer. And on the Sunday, he'd collect us all around and we'd all go out, sit with the feet underneath, the hanging out the back of the car, you know. There'd be about 12, 15 of us on the back of the car. We'd go out to La Perouse.
All the local neighbourhood kids?
Yes, all the local neighbourhood kids. We'd go out to La Perouse, we'd have a picnic out there. It used to be good then.
Did your parents go as well?
No. And no, there only used to be Mr. Marsh and a lot of the old, a couple of the mothers and the kids. My mother and father used to go because Dad used to be on shift work and that.
In the evening, what did a family do in the evening? These days everybody watches TV. In the evening after... Did you have tea in the evening? Did you have your main...
We had tea in the evening, yes.
And what would you do after tea?
Go to bed.
Really?
There was nothing much on then. We had one of those catch whisker wirelesses, you know, little funny little wirelesses. We had a gramophone, the old gramophones, which I still have.
They were quite rare in those days, weren't they? Were there radios in before 1920?
Yeah, it was like a cat whisker thing, you know, a little funny little thing. Oh, real funny.
Yeah, and what would you listen to on the radio?
To UE.
Yeah, still around.
Yeah.
In the summer, would you be allowed to play outside in the street?
Yeah, we used to play hopscotch.
Yeah.
Get around the streets there.
Until it got dark or...?
Mm-hmm. To be brought inside.
Hmm. Where did your father have to go to work?
When did he go?
Where did he go to do his work?
Dowling Street Depot, for Waverley Depot. And when he first started work, it was at Port Macquarie. You know where the Opera House is now?
Oh, yes.
Round there.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah. Fort Macquarie.
Fort Macquarie.
Did he like his job, your father?
It was just a job, I think. He was a tram guard for a while. He was on the footboards. We had the old-fashioned trams, you know, at the old footboards, and they ran along here for years and years. In fact, when I used to go to work at Wills's, we were lucky if we got a toehold on the footboard.
Sounds a bit dangerous.
It was dangerous in those days.
People get hurt?
No.
No?
No. Not half the amount of accidents like there was in the buses.
Mm. Well, the buses would have accidents.
Oh, well, they do now.
Oh. Can you describe your mother's working day?
My mum's working life.
Working day, yeah. What would she do in a day?
Well... We didn't have any in this house here. We had no electric light, no gas. We only had those lamps, you know, the big lamps with the glass tops on them, kerosene lamps. And also you cooked on a stove, not gas or anything like that. It was just a wood stove. And... when you did your washing, you did your washing in a wood copper.
Where did you get the wood from?
The old wooden coal man used to come round and you'd buy a bag of wood and a bag of coal.
Was it hard? Were your family well off to be able to buy that? All that stuff?
Oh, yes, we were able to buy that. It wasn't very long before the... landlord put the gas in. You look in the hall, you'll see the pipe still hanging down. We had the gas through the house. And then later on, my dad got the electric light put on.
So you were renting...
We were renting this place for $15 a week.
And then you eventually bought it?
Yes, I bought it... it must be 25 years I've owned it.
Mm.
I went without everything. Yeah. I had no new clothes, See, Mum was in hospital. Dad had died. And I had my sister here. And see, Mum died. Mum died in the... Oh, it was exactly 12 months after Mum died that my sister died. And I said that she fretted after her mother. Because then I was left on my own. And I took in a lady for a while. I had her for about 10 years. And then I was left on my own for the rest of the time.
And no one in your family got married? You all stayed together as a family?
Yes. Oh, I was engaged. But I wouldn't leave my mother.
Because she was unwell?
Yes, she wasn't able to, well, you know, to look after the house or that.
Was your mother a happy woman?
Oh, she was happy. Yes, she was happy, all right.
And what about your father?
He was happy at times.
What do you...
I used to say he was a cranky old bugger.
Well, what made him cranky?
Me?
Do you think? Why?
Because I wouldn't do things that he wanted me to do.
Oh. Well, like housework? Or you didn't
think housework, of... everything. Yeah. I know, I had a hard time.
Yeah. And what made you tolerate it?
What made me?
Well, you stuck with it. You stuck with your
family.
Oh,
yes, I stuck with it. So I wouldn't leave my mum.
And was it... Well, how would you describe your family life as a child?
Oh, I didn't have a bad life as a child. We kept together, you know, and all the, my sisters, well, we grew up together. We did everything together. We'd go up to pictures of a Saturday afternoon up at the Premier, or which was about sixpence in.
Did you have any other friends? You went out with your sisters, and were there other friends in the neighbourhood? Who were the kids in the neighbourhood?
Oh, I used to go out with some of the girls up the street.
Mm. What were their names? Is this in the period up to about 1920? Are we looking at... Oh, you were 1914. So,
well, my neighbour next door, but one this side, Burley, well... We've been friends ever since, like since we were, I might as well say, since we were about 6 years, 7 years old.
Mm.
And then there's Jeannie Blair further up the street again. And she's been friendly all her life too.
Mm. So you used to go to the movies. Where did you go?
Crown Street. It's up in Crown Street. Oh, the first one we went to used to be in Cleveland Street, and it was called the Empire. And then the old Crown used to be in Cleveland Street down this end, where the mall is now.
Mm.
And then they shifted up to Crown Street, Surrey Hills. And that was the Premier.
And would you be... going to the movies with your friends, say, when you were around 10 years old?
Oh, yes.
And were you allowed to go out and about your friends without your parents?
Saturday afternoon, yes.
And where did you get the money to do that?
Well, it only cost us sixpence to go in. We used to go into the pictures. Mum would give us sixpence and threepence to get an ice cream.
And you do that regularly?
Oh, yes.
Sounds good.
Yeah. When you think of an ice cream cone, only call it... costing you threepence. It's a big deal of difference.
Yeah. What else did you do together with your friends?
Go for hikes.
Really? Where?
Down to National Park.
The Royal?
Yeah.
How would you get there?
I'd go by train to...
Waterfall?
Sutherland.
Sutherland.
Sutherland, and we'd hike from Sutherland down. We'd go to a place called Burning Palms. Go for a swim.
Mm.
And you had to hike up all these big rocks and had to get back up. Then hike back to Sutherland to get the train when you were going home.
That would take all day.
Oh, but it was beautiful. Oh, yes, we used to think that was wonderful.
Would you do that very often?
Oh, well, we belonged to a lodge. You know how they used to have... You've heard of the lodges. Well, we used to belong to a lodge called Young Eureka, and it was held up in the Waterloo Town Hall. And I took part in that really, as went through it as you start off as looking after the door, as conductor, as they call it. Then you went from there, warden, and then you went from there to vice grand, then noble grand, and then past grand, and then you'd get a gold, a red satin emblem thing, you know. Mm. And then you'd go into the adult one, which was held in the Redfern Town Hall.
And how old were you when you were a member of the lodge?
From 8 year old.
And did that lodge have things? Did it work like a friendly society where they helped with?
It was a friendly society.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a friendly society.
What else would they do aside help from helping with pharmaceuticals?
We had a pharmaceutical down in Cope Street. Do you know Cope Street?
I've
heard of it. That's Redfern.
What else did the lodge do aside from help?
We used to have picnics. Mm. We'd go out to La Perouse. And then the big picnic we'd have at Balmoral. Mm. And we used to have the big picnic about once a year, and that was absolutely fabulous. All the kids, you know, be hundreds and hundreds of kids go from all the different lodges around. And mostly they'd hire the big ferry, you know, we'd go out from the ferries. It was good.
What sort of food would you have on an occasion like that?
On that? Oh, they'd make sandwiches and lemonade. The lemonade was water, it was lemon floated over it, you know.
Can you remember any adventures that you had as a child?
Adventures I had as a child.
Off doing things with your friends. What would be the things that the kids in this neighbourhood would do when they were out of the sight of their parents?
Throw things at one another.
Really? Gang wars?
Yeah. What we didn't like, we'd sneak onto somebody else's plate when they weren't looking.
Did you roam far from the house? You know, did you have much freedom to wander around?
Oh, well, yes, we used to go over to Moore Park. You've seen them skating, you've seen them skiing down the hills over at Moore Park. Well, I would say, how old would I be then? About 8. We used to take the old tin trays that Mum had. And we'd sit on the tin trays, and somebody would get a push, and we'd go down all those hills. We did that, all those, didn't they? And I'd come home, and I'd have the behind out of my pants, you know, and I'd get built of holding my pants. Oh, yeah, we had fun over there on that hills.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Oh, yes, we did. That park was a godsend, because we used to play Big Row over there. Go and watch the football on a Sunday. My young sisters were the worst. They didn't believe in our church. The youngest one, the worst really. And they used to have the evangelists over there on Sunday. And you'd go over there on a Sunday afternoon, and they'd have this big circle with all the kids in the circle, and they'd sing all the hymns about the place. My younger sister would walk down the street sing the songs. I'd say, they're not ours, they're not ours.
Yeah. Well, as Catholics, were you allowed to play with Protestant children?
Did I what?
Play with Protestant children.
Oh, it didn't make any difference to me, but the...
Did it matter to your parents, though?
No. Oh, no. My mum wasn't big at it.
Did you go to a Catholic school? No, you went to
I went to a public school. I went to a Catholic school for one whole fortnight.
And what happened?
I came home and told my father I was not going to school anymore. He'd have to find me somewhere else that I was going. I wasn't going to be down on my knees all the time.
How old were you?
Oh, I was about 8.
You were very determined.
Oh, I was determined. That's when I went to Clover Street.
Mm.
Yes, I went to Clover Street all the time.
Did you? And you? But you started at the Catholic school. You must have been five, or then.
Yes.
When you did that.
Started up at St Peter's, Surrey Hills.
Oh, and how long did you stay there for?
Only about a fortnight.
Oh, that's right. That's the one.
Yeah, only about a fortnight. But I went every Sunday to church, just the same. Didn't make any difference.
Did your mother go to Mass?
Mum went to Mass. Yes. Dad didn't. Dad was a Mason.
Really?
Yeah.
He was Scottish?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you know about Masons?
Well, all I could think about it was when Dad joined up the Masons, we said to him, what do you do? He says, ride the pig's back, and that's all I knew. Big
pun? Is the window
open? No, it doesn't open.
Oh, right. Oh, I'm getting quite a lot of noise from outside, and I just thought it might have been open, but it's not, so...
No, it's not open.
No, there's
nothing. No, it's locked, in fact.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. I need to see the...
Would it be anything else?
Pardon?
Would it be anything else that's causing the noise, or just...
No. So I can just hear cars. I just thought the window might have been open, but... It's not, so it's okay.
Okay.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Did you have any toys?
I have any?
Toys?
Oh, yes, we have plenty of toys.
And what sort of things?
Beautiful dolls. Mm-hmm. Teddy bears.
Did most kids have them?
Oh, yes. Not as many. I had the uncle out in Kensington. He had... a sea captain, and every year he came home, he'd bring us back something, all back something. I had my doll until about 2 years ago. It was one of those pink kid bodies with the china face and up the long gold curls. I gave it to my first niece that came along.
Mm. Did your toys mostly come from your relatives or from your parents?
Parents.
Parents. And the relatives as well. They give odd.
Not only that, the lodge always had a very good Christmas tree, and we'd always get toys off the Christmas tree.
Mm. Well, and was that the situation for most of the kids in the neighbourhood?
Oh no, there were some poor kids around this way.
Because when we first started, you said your earliest memories were of poverty, and was it wrong? Unless I've got it wrong, your early memories of Redfern were of poverty. And
well, there was a great deal of poverty here. Mm. There was a great deal of poverty.
But you weren't?
No, we weren't poverty stricken. The only time that I would say that we had a hard time was when the Depression came along. My dad was out on strike, and we had to go and get... So there was no dole. There was definitely no dole. You would be given a voucher, and that voucher would say you were allowed so much butter, so much bread, so much, or anything that you wanted as far as feeding your children. And we used to have to go up to the grocer shop in Cleveland Street, and you'd just go there and put your voucher in, and you'd get whatever you wanted. Mm. Not like it is now. There was no dole, and as far as that was concerned, there was no kiddies that had nothing to eat because they were able to get the voucher.
Right. You know, the First World War period, did your father, was he affected by the war in any way? Did he have to fight? Or
no.
Have you any memories of the war or First World War or troops coming back? You
would
have
been
six.
See, I'd only be about three.
Yeah, what about the influenza epidemic in 1919? Can you remember that?
Well, I'd be then.
Six.
It'd be six.
Oh, five.
No, as far as war is concerned, the most memories I have of them is the...
Second
war? Oh, yes, I would have... When the war finished, I worked in the, what do they call it, Catholic United Service Auxiliary. And
the Second World War?
Yeah. See, I couldn't remember the Second World War. Mm.
But the first one, as a child, you can't remember anything.
No.
Did you have any relatives or, as you grew up, say as you're getting up to 8, 9 and 10 years old, were there any relatives in the family who had been away in the First World War?
Yes. Uncles.
Did you hear any stories from them?
No.
Were they okay or were they damaged in any way?
No, one had been gassed.
And what did that mean?
Oh, shocking.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, they had like asthma type of things and things like that, you know, coughing, the gas going down the lungs, you know, they had damaged lungs.
Could he work?
No, he was on a pension.
And, can you remember...
As the second one, well, I can tell you a bit about that, because, as I said, I was in the auxiliary, and we were working the canteen down at Kiusa House, used to cook for the men on Sundays. And Saturday we worked in the hospital at Lewisham. I was on the wards in Lewisham. And I did casualty at St Vincent's in Lewisham.
Were you conscripted by Manpower in the Second World War? The Manpower organisation, were you conscripted by that?
No, I was working there.
Right.
And I was working then. That was when I was working out of Wills's.
Oh, right. Cigarettes for the war effort.
Yeah.
Were there any, as a kid, I'm going through all these questions about what you would have done with your friends. As a child, were there any places you were not allowed to go?
Would we?
Where you were not allowed to go.
Well, we weren't allowed out on our own. We had to have some of the kids with us, you know. And mostly there was always an elder one with us.
Right.
But we weren't allowed out very much on our own.
And did your family know everybody else in the neighbourhood?
Oh, yes. Right. It was very close, this little section here.
Were there people that you had to avoid?
No, I don't think I ever had anybody that we had to avoid.
Were there any colourful local characters?
Never heard anything about anything bad in those days.
No crims around the place?
No. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Kate Smith and... But actually, she didn't live in this section. She lived in Surrey Hills. That was Kate Smith and Tilly Devine.
Is it Kate Lee, do you mean?
Kate Lee.
Yeah.
And Tilly Devine.
Yeah.
Kate Lee was wonderful to the kids around this area.
Did you know her?
Yes. I'll tell you a little story about them too. Kate Lee, our priest up there at St Peter's Church, he was a bit of a larrikin, and he used to get around on a motorbike. And Kate Lee had bought him the motorbike. And one time Kate Lee's brother was staying with her and he thought that somebody had told him that Kate Lee was sick and he said he'd go up and see her. And he went up to Kate Lee's place, knocked on the door, and the man's voice came out, it was the son. He said, "Who's there?" And of course father said, "The police, priest." And he thought he said the police and he threw a bucket of water over him. I can't remember that as plain as anything. You know, he told us that over the pulpit.
The priest did.
Yeah. But he was very good. She was very good to the people around things.
Mm. Well, when they say she was involved in crime, what was it that she was supposed to do?
Slide rock.
Well, that was in the days before 6 o'clock closing.
Yes.
Was that such a bad thing?
I mean, yes.
Well, what made it so bad? I mean, now it's legal.
No, I don't know. We used to have a place up there where the big flats are now, and it was called the Pottery, and they used to go up there and play two up and she'd sell them a beer.
And that's it?
That was in the early days.
Yeah, what years are we talking about with that?
Oh. Well, I was going to school then, so it'd be my school days.
Primary school?
Yes.
Hmm.
They were known as bad characters.
Were they into prostitution?
Oh, yes.
And what about drugs, like cocaine or something?
You never, ever heard anything about that. No, I think that's only been in this period more than... This period... I think this period would be the worst.
As a child, did you know that she was running brothels, or you... Were you aware of sex
I just thought she was having a lot of people going to her place, that's all.
But she wasn't a prostitute. She would have ran it.
No, she ran it.
Yes. Mm. When you... As a child, did you have any sex education?
No.
Really, no. So what happened when you were... Even when you were getting... Well, would have been ready to menstruate, would there have been any...
It was the biggest shock I ever had in my life, I think. Because your own mother should have told you, but they never told me.
So what did you do? Did you think you'd got a dreadful disease or something?
That shouldn't go in there.
Well, everybody's saying the same thing. Was that traumatic then for you?
Oh, yes, I'll say it was.
Were you able to come out and say something to your mother? Or?
Oh, yes, I went out to my mother. She went and got some things and told me, you know, you're growing up now.
And that's it?
That's it.
You know, at the school, at the Cleveland Street School, how did the teachers treat you?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah. Oh, they weren't bad. They were very good teachers, really. Very high class education. Those.
Did you get caned?
Only once.
So it wasn't a frequent thing?
No, it wasn't a regular thing.
And what were some of the good things at school? Did they have sports days?
Oh, we had sports days and singing. We had a choir down there and I was in the choir at the time and we won two of Stedfords.
Now, if you were going to talk about this neighbourhood, how would you describe the neighbourhood? Were people mostly... Yeah, well, was it residential or industrial or mixed? And were people renting or did they own it?
Very few people owned their own home. No, very few people owned their own home. Most of these, I think there's only one up the top end of the street that owned their own home. Nobody else. Very few.
Was it hard for people to make a go of it? Was it a struggle or was it... Were people, you know, well off and managing?
Well, you look at it in this light. We pay $15 a week, 15 shillings a week. The highest rent that we paid here was when he did the house through and put the gas on, and it went to 30 shillings. But most of the places were only 15 shillings. Some of them were only paying 7 to 6 pence.
But how much were they earning? What was the wage then?
Well, wages weren't very high.
So would they be paying like 20% of their income in rent or 25%? Or?
Most of the rent. I wouldn't say they paid a heck of a lot because they'd get a fair wage. Some of them had good jobs, some didn't.
So people were comfortable?
They were comfortable.
And they were working class people, workers?
Definitely working class people. This was definitely a working class area.
Yeah. But people were comfortable and happy.
Yes, you never heard much trouble, you know, never heard squabbles like there is now.
Is there any industry around here?
Yes.
Or was there? Sorry.
Oh, my word. Tell us. We had the printing place in Murray Street. We had Murray Brothers and Thomas, who were the big engineering firm. Records Blue, Swipses, Marchants, Guttrell Whites, the brewery.
Did that brewery put out smells?
My word, it did. Not only smells, but dirt.
Yeah. Do most of the people work locally or...?
A lot of them work locally. Yes, a lot of them work locally.
Mm. Would you say it was a safe neighbourhood?
Well, yes, you never heard of anything like getting mugged or anything like it does now.
What about burglaries?
Oh, yes, we had burglars. Yes, I've been burgled.
Hmm.
I was away in Queensland when I was burgled.
That was good.
I came home and everything was on the floor in the bedroom and the mattress was ripped apart, looking for money.
Well, what smells can you remember?
What smells? The malt from the brewery, the hot bread being baked. Where the centre is at the present moment was the was a baker's.
What centre is that?
What are we at?
Oh, the council.
Ron Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ron Williams. That was a bakehouse. I used to go over there first thing. Soon as I knew that the bread was baked, and go over and get all the... He'd give me all the bits of dough.
Mm.
I was only young then.
Could you go around to places like that, like shops and yeah, were the shopkeepers known as your friends?
Oh, yes.
So as a little kid, they'd give you things, like...
Oh, yes, you'd go over to the grocers over the road and you'd pay your bill. They used to take money every day. They'd let your money go at the end of the week. And at the end of the week, you'd go over to pay your bill and you'd get a big bag of broken biscuits. Hundreds and thousands used to be... little biscuits with hundreds and thousands on them, and one with jelly and honey jumbles and things like that.
Mm.
You wouldn't have to pay for them, they just give them to you.
Encourage you to pay your bill.
Yeah.
What are there any particular sights or images that you have in your mind? When you think back to your childhood, if you imagine any sort of image in your head, is there anything that comes to mind?
Going to the show.
Did you do that every year?
Oh, never missed out going to Sydney show. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like it is now.
Well, what was it like?
Not half the stuff. Not half the things that are there now. And you used to be able to go and buy a show bag for sixpence.
Mm.
But you couldn't do now.
No. Did the whole family go to the show?
No. Mum didn't bother very much, but Dad used to take us. The three of us would go together.
Mm. Did your mum go out much at all? It doesn't sound.
Oh, like... yes, Mum went out.
Oh, where would she go?
She'd go for picnics with us.
Right.
We'd go out to Bronte swimming and go swimming, and Dad used to work on the tram out there. And he used to go out early in the morning and put the tent up, and we'd go out there, spend the day out there.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It used to be
beautiful. Yeah. Well, where else would you go? Did you swim in that Bronte pool there? At the beach?
Pool in the Bronte.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to go in the baths because I like swimming.
Mm. And where else would you go as a family?
Balmoral. That was a good Sunday. We'd go over in the boat over to Balmoral. It used to be nice. Oh, and the zoo. I used to love going to the zoo.
The Moore Park Zoo?
No, the big zoo.
Ah.
Taronga Park.
Well, when did that open?
Oh, I don't know, but I know I'd be about 12 or 13 when we were going.
Mm. Now, think back to when you were a child around here. What are the sounds that you can hear if you take yourself back?
Clang, clang of the trams, mostly. No traffic like there is now. Nothing like it was now. And half the neighbourhood didn't have cars. We had the horse and cart, not the horse and cart used to be here, the buggies and the, what do you call them, the sulkies. Mm-hmm. We used to go out in the old sulky from over the road. There was one house in Kepo Street, and he had about 20 buggies in his place. Old Mr. Norman had a lot of horses. The wooden coal man, the rabbito, clothes peck man.
Mm. Do you mean the clothes prop man or clothes
pegs?
Pegs?
Yeah. He used to come around with the clothes props and pegs. Mm.
Was that in the Depression or before the Depression?
No, that was before the Depression. Oh. That was their job, the coal man.
Did your family have a horse and sulky or...?
No. No, I rode the horses out of my uncle's place.
Right. And you'd go out there quite often, wouldn't you?
Yes, I'd take the go with the horse out to Brighton Beach and swim it in the Brighton Port.
Really? Hmm. Can you remember any big events of your childhood? What were... Any... I don't know.
Well, one big event that I could remember was when the Queen did come out here with Prince Philip up on the corner up here. Where the mall is now, that was wonderlicious. The people that don't make all these ceilings and everything like that. And we sat outside there for a devil of a long time.
Wasn't that the 50s?
Mm?
Wasn't that in the 50s?
Yes.
But in your childhood, were there any memories, any big event?
Childhood memories.
But that was the big event, the Queen and Prince Philip.
That was
Philip.
A big event. That was one of the biggest events.
Are you still a royalist? Are you a royalist?
Yes, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I can't see in lots of ways how it's going to make much difference to us if we get away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Same as I'm not very keen on them changing the flag.
Mm. All right, well, going back to your childhood, any big events that happened when you were a child? I don't know, festivals or... I don't know.
Yes, one of them was the good times we had with the policemen up in the police barracks there. They used to put on the Christmas party for us every year.
The police?
Yes. And we used to go up there and I'd take the little kids up, and not my sister and brother, my sisters, but a lot of the other kids I used to take them up and get them put on the horses and ride them around the police barracks there. Hmm. The attitude of the police in those years were entirely different to what they are now. They were friends.
Were they viewed as friends by the neighbourhood?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, anything happened, they were always there for us.
Can you name any police that you knew? Do you know any of the names of any of the ones that were particularly liked?
I knew a lot of them because they used to come down from their country homes, or mostly country boys, and they resided with friends of mine over in Kepo Street. It was Big Jim, what was Jim's name? He won a medal in one of the Olympics for wrestling. It was him. Quite a few of them, I couldn't name offhand.
Mm-hmm.
Bumper Farrell lived around that way too.
He was much later, wasn't he?
Mm.
Bumper Farrell would have been there...
My age.
Yeah.
Yeah, my age.
Did I ask you about any local characters?
Well, the only local characters, as I said, was Tilly Devine and them.
Where did most people do their shopping?
Little shops. We had butcher shop, fish and chip shop, grocer shop, and bootmakers, that fruit shop in this corner. That's all there was.
What would be a typical meal? You know, the main meal of the day. What would you generally have for your main meal?
You're asking me to talk back a long way. We used to love our fish and chips. Chops, sausages mostly.
Veg? Did you have any vegetables?
Oh, yes. Yes, I always had vegetables, potatoes and pumpkin and cauliflower.
Did you grow them yourselves?
No.
At that time, with everybody using wood fires and the horses and whatever, I mean, an industry using coal, it must have been pretty polluted around here, the air, was it? And before you...
Well, no, we didn't think of it as putrid there. But the front verandas would be filthy, but you wouldn't think it as being putrid.
Because no, polluted.
We'd never ever heard of pollution then. It's only in the latter years that we've heard them call pollution.
But in the mornings when you went out, would it be, murky. Smoky and murky?
Murky.
More so than it is now?
Oh, yes. Well, there was more factories going now before than what there is now. Because the brewery had the big smokestacks. Ricketts Blue had the big smokestacks. The bakery had the big smokestacks. But see, there's none of those now because they're all been pulled down.
Did people get a lot of bronchial kind of infections and
asthma?
Oh,
yes, there's a lot of bronchitis and asthma.
More so than now, do you think?
Oh, I don't think so.
Not more. Hmm.
There's definitely more pollution now than what there was in the younger.
Was there any major change or that you witnessed as a child? Any development that changed the character of the place?
Oh, yes, the high rising. Definitely.
That would have been in the 60s, 50s,
60s? Yes, it would be. Yes. We had houses right up to Moorhead Street, right along Moorhead Street, right along Young Street.
Interview with Miss Anne Ramsey, 21st of September 1994. This is take two. As a child, just thinking back generally, would you say that you were happy?
Oh, yes. Yes, I was happy.
And what would be your saddest memory?
I think when my father died.
And what about your most vivid memory?
I think the most vivid memory would be when I was at work, and they told me that I was wanted at the hospital for my mother, and couldn't get a taxi or anything to take me to the hospital to see her, and that when I did get a taxi, I was held up on the Pyrmont Bridge, and I had to be on the one side of Pyrmont Bridge for I don't know how long, and Mum was in what is Silverwater Prison now. That was called the Old Ladies' Home, Old Women's Home or something. And when I got there, she was dead.
Oh, gee. When was that?
Well, I was working at Coles at that time.
So we're talking about the 50s?
Well, she's been dead 25 years.
Yeah, right. Oh, 60s or 70s almost.
Never in the 60s, I think.
Late 60s, yeah. What's your happiest memory from your childhood?
The day I gave my young sister her wedding, that was my happiest day.
Right.
Yeah. I've had plenty of happy days, really. Different things I've do.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about the 1920s and in your memories of Redfern from that time?
Well, the change in Redfern is so terrific. We never heard so much about racial. Nobody was like that as far as the blacks was concerned in that time. And everybody just seemed to get in together. And you never ever thought of, oh, this side of Redfern is black Redfern, this side of Redfern is different. We never thought ourselves superior because we were over this side. And then it gradually got worse and worse, you know. And I hated, I'll tell you straight, I hated to say I lived in Redfern. And now, even now when I meet people and they say to me, oh, where do you live? I live in Redfern. That place. I say, no, I don't live over that side. I live in East Redfern now. Because we've been told we can call ourselves East Redfern now.
And what? Why did you want to differentiate?
Why do I want it?
Yeah.
Well, there's so much... You hear people running down the other side about Everly Street, the terrible things that goes on over that side of Redfern. I don't think... They live their life, we live our life.
Were there Aboriginal people in Redfern in the 1920s that you remember as a child? Did you go to school with any Aboriginal kids?
No, there wasn't very many Aboriginal kiddies that I can remember going to school with us. Although I had one girlfriend that was an Aboriginal. She was, her mother was an Aboriginal. Mary was white. And Mary married one of the warders from Lombo Jail. They had a little boy first, and he was white. Little girl came next, and she was as black as the ace of spades. Mary's mother was very, very black. But yet, I couldn't have had a better friend than what she was.
So were there many Aboriginal people in Redfern around the 20s?
No, I don't think... They might have been over the other side, but we never ever seen them. Mm-hmm. We had a black trapper, the black tracker that used to live down in... the other end of Phillip Street. But I'll tell you this, they gave him a hell of a life.
What do you mean?
Well, people just looked down on him because he was black. They even got tried, he was living in one of the houses down, just down the road. And I remember the time, they used to put notices outside his place, get rid of them, yet he was a black tracker.
And what, they just didn't like him because he was black?
That's all that was wrong. A better man you couldn't have wished to meet. Yeah. I admired him.
Yeah, how did he cope with that?
Oh, I think he found it very hard.
Did he have white friends in the area?
Oh, yes, there was a lot of us were very friendly with the whole family. Mm. Oh, no, not like it is over the other side. Mm. Because I feel a lot of it is brought on themselves. Mm. It's terrible. You know, you can't... You know those shops that I said, over in Redfern Street, where all those nice shops are? You can't go over there walking down... looking at without one coming up to you saying, can you give me a dollar? And as for Cope Street, well, that's terrible. The girls that work in the factories there in Cope Street, their boss has to come out with them on payday. That's what gives it a bad name. Otherwise, I don't think they're so bad. It's just their bad luck that they've been born black skin, that's all.
Okay.
I'm not racist. Mm. Far from it.
Mm. Yeah, it certainly gets a lot of media attention.
Yes, that's what it is. It's media. One of them is more white than it is black, that's caused a lot of the trouble.
Anyway, well, I think what we should do is I want to thank you very much. Your time.
Yeah, I don't think I've given you very much.
You've been wonderful. It's great.
I don't feel I've given you as much of Redfern as I could have, but...
Can we just stop that for a minute? Just a minute.